Well, now the families are spending a lot more time together. What do you do when friction arises and there's problems? Rob Reno's ministry for 25 years has been to help families. His book is called Healing Family Relationships. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Rob, your ministry is centered around families. You've been helping families, and you've got a pretty big family.
My wife, Amy, and I have been married 25 years. We've got 7 children, ages 22 to 6. So 2 college, 2 high school, 1 middle school, 2 elementary school. So we are bumbling and stumbling along every single day, needing God's grace and mercy in our own home.
Wow. Well, I believe that God made families to be something that's stable, something you can always go back to, something solid. But sometimes our families can be disrupted. What do we do about that?
That's a great question. You know, God created our families as the most powerful, sanctifying agent in our lives. It's the place where God shapes us into His image. So think of it like this, that the heat of family relationships, only family relationships are hot enough to bring out the stuff in your character that really needs to be changed. You know, a woman can go her whole life without ever storming out of women's Bible study in a fit of anger. You know, a man can go his whole life at work without giving his boss the silent treatment. But we have a hard time getting through a day in our house without anger or without coldness or those things. And God built it so that these ugly parts of our character would come out, not at work and not at school and not at church, but they'd come out with the people that He created to love us unconditionally and stick with us no matter what. So it's a great, great plan, but a lot of us, we don't understand that's the plan. So when things are going badly at home, we don't lock into this biblical vision that, okay, God created my family to bring out the best in me, but also the worst in me, so that I could grow and become more like Christ.
Rob, can you share a little bit about your story, your family background?
Sure. Well, I didn't come from any kind of Christian background at all. Neither one of my parents were Christians when they got married. My mother was my father's 4th wife. My father was my mother's 2nd husband. And when I was born, things were really bad in their marriage. It was at that time, though, when I was 3 months old, God worked a miracle in my mother's life and brought her to faith in Christ. So she was the first Christian in our whole family, and she was radically converted. And she led my brother to the Lord and led me as a little boy to the Lord. My father, as an atheist, thought that my mom had become a Jesus freak, and he kind of doubled down on his atheism and his secularism. Turns out that he had a bunch of mistresses in different cities where he traveled for business. My parents then got divorced when I was 15. And so my father's bad behavior and my parents' divorce was this huge wound and trauma of my growing up years. Took God many, many years of bringing me to a place of forgiveness and healing for what I had experienced.
Rob, I'm sure you've experienced this where you have a family and there's some issues, but they'd rather sweep it under the rug than talk about it or bring it up. What can be done there?
Well, you use that phrase, sweep it under the rug. A lot of families, that's their MO when it comes to conflict. They just don't directly deal with hurt feelings and brokenness and sin in the home. And if you think about the illustration, let's say we've got a rug in the middle of the room, and every evening we come into the room and we sweep the wood around the rug, under the rug. And today it looks fine, and tomorrow it looks fine, and even 30 days later it might look fine, but after a year or 2 or 5, that rug is an inch off the ground or 6 inches off the ground with all the dust that has been swept under it. And then anytime a family member steps on that rug, out comes all that stuff from the last decade. And what do? Well, we sweep it all back under the rug again. But if a family member in a system where everything gets swept under the rug, nothing ever gets talked about, if that person finally gets around to saying, hey, you know what? I think we've got some problems in this family. I've got some hurt feelings that need to be discussed. Unfortunately, in some family systems, that person then gets blamed for the problems. So it's sort of like one family member sees the house is on fire, okay? And so they say, hey, everybody, the house is on fire. And then the rest of the family yells, don't talk bad about our house like that. And you're like, you're like, well, I'm not trying to talk bad about the house. I'm just saying I think we're on fire and I think we need some help. So someone, God has to give someone in the family the courage to say, hey, either I'm hurt or I'm struggling or, hey, there are some patterns here that I think we need to deal with. And the key ingredient is for God to give someone the strength to say, I care enough about this family relationship that I'm willing to take the risk to talk about it.
The book is called Healing Family Relationships, and we'll put a link to it on our Life Facebook page. The author is Rob Reno. He's been with us this morning. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.